Every Tuesday from the end of May through the middle of November, I walk half a block from my home in central Champaign, armed with a handful of empty grocery sacks. I return 10 minutes later with those bags full of fresh produce, much of it harvested earlier that same day, thanks to my neighbor, Bob. He lives in town, but he has grown fruit and vegetables on a couple of acres near Bonneville for the past 19 years and currently operates his own community-sponsored agriculture, or CSA. According to our arrangement, which might be termed subscription farming, my family and 22 other subscribers pay in the spring for a weekly share of what Bob produces over the course of the growing season. Bob's produce is grown using what he terms natural practices, which means he uses only soil and plant treatments that meet organic standards. Sometimes in the fall, a share can be difficult for one person to carry. Last week's included 2 bunches of carrots, a large bunch of sweet turnips, broccoli, onions, garlic, kale, tomatoes, salad mix, red potatoes, red bell peppers, and hot peppers. Why, you might ask, would a person buy produce this way when we have access to cheap, plentiful fruit and vegetables at the grocery year-round? Taste is one reason. Broccoli that's eaten within a day or two of when it's harvested tastes better than broccoli that's been wrapped in plastic and trucked from California. And tomatoes that do not have to make such a journey can be selected for their unique flavor rather than their ability to withstand mechanical harvesting and shipping. But taste is not the only concern in the decision to buy locally produced natural food. Human health is another important factor. I'm not overly concerned about the traces of pesticides that might be left on conventionally grown food by the time it reaches me, but I am concerned for the farm workers who are exposed to those pesticides in more concentrated forms. I'm also loath to participate in the environmental degradation that results from the heavy use of synthetic pesticides. On the flip side, I'm happy to support agriculture that treats soil as a component of a complex system rather than as a simple growth medium. The health of the human community is also a factor in my choice to buy locally produced food. Smaller-scale production is more conducive to family participation than larger-scale, more highly mechanized production. And smaller-scale distribution promotes ties between the people who produce food and the people who consume it, to the benefit of both. Of course, not everyone who wants to eat locally grown food has a neighbor who operates a CSA. Fortunately, residents of East Central Illinois have access to numerous farmers markets, as well as a host of producers who market directly to consumers. If you're interested in learning more about these options, check out the website illinoisfarmdirect.org. There you can simply type in your zip code and get a comprehensive list of your options for obtaining locally produced food. And as Bob says to me each week, enjoy.